Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Oh, nothing. Guys are on spring break, so they made it through the eight-week grind of this phase of the off season. So they're spring breaking it up, and they'll be back next week. Have a week of preparation, and then we'll get into spring practice. So.
Well, before diving into fan questions, a few did reach out to say if you were ready to give us your Final Four pick at this point. I don't know if you got to dive into this yet or not, but we'll throw it out again.
Final Four pick? Holy smokes, man. I think the brackets just came out. I didn't even look at
them. They did yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't even had any time. I know, obviously, I'm a big fan of any kind of competition, but, I mean, I think this is one of the best weekends. One of the best weekends in the year coming up is when they start those games Thursday at about 11, man. So see if I can't get all my work done and see if I can maybe catch some of these games with some buddies. But I couldn't even tell you the brackets or who's in or where. So I'd have to take a look maybe next week.
Well, let's dive into fan questions for this week. We'll start with Tina. She would like to know, do you get butterflies in your stomach for the first game of each season?
Absolutely. I get butterflies for every game of the season, you know, because it becomes a competition, man. You want to make sure your guys are prepared. They're ready. You know, the moment's not too big. So, yeah, there always is a little bit of nervousness. I think I tell our guys, if you're not nervous, man, you're probably not human. You know, you're getting ready to go up there and lay it out on the line. And you got your family and friends watching. And the way things are now with streaming, everybody around the country can see the game. So, yeah, absolutely a little nerves. So.
Lynette would like to know, what are your goals for the program right now? Where do you want the team to be at the end of this season?
Yeah. Well, goals right now is, you know, we're putting a lot of time and energy and resources into leadership, spending a lot of time with, you know, about anywhere from 10 to 12 guys on, you know, just being mindful, you know, how we communicate, what do we want this season to look like. So right now it's a lot of time into leadership. And then goals, honestly, you know, we want to go out there and each week we want to be the toughest and the smartest team out there. That's it, you know, and whatever that, you know, whenever they chase us off the field, we'll see what the scoreboard looks like and then we'll go from there. But if we can be the toughest team, and the smartest team, we have a chance to be really good this year.
Ian has two questions for you. The first is, what are the last second preparations you have to do before spring practice gets underway?
Yeah, well, practice plans have been done for a good month, so the coaches can kind of see and map out, you know, how much time they have for individual and crossover work. We actually have a meeting here coming up just talking about, you know, what we want to get done in these first couple of days. But really, it's making sure your individuals is thought out well, meaning, you know, how you're teaching, your progression. You know, you're not just jumping straight into backpedaling, right? You got to start with stance, right? Stance and start. Where are their eyes? You know, what's the footwork look like? So just making sure everything is buttoned up. So.
He'd also like to know, are you able to continue to recruit at this time, or do you have to focus more on prepping for spring practice?
The recruiting never ends. We had a big time get Saturday. So, I mean, that was a big get out of linebacker out of California. So, it continues to keep going. We're probably, with the 2023 class, honestly, we're probably about 5 to 7 guys away from finishing this thing off, so excited about that. And then right into 2024, you know, just identifying, talking to coaches, getting lists, and having a plan for 2024. So we're almost there.
Smitty would like to know, who is someone based upon their performance near the end of last year that you expect to step up this year and have a big season?
You know, I tell you what, it's a good question. So off the top of my head, I mean, obviously, you know, hopefully Charlie Wilson can continue to keep building. Again, it was unfortunate that Alejandro got hurt, you know, because I think he could have really set that record, single season catches record of a part, even though he broke it. You know, it'll be interesting to see how Alejandro comes back after broken collarbone. Looking forward to seeing Davis Pickett. Got a chance to play 10 games as a starting left tackle as a young guy. I mean, young freshman, so I'll be interested to see his growth and development in the offseason. And then Corey Zacharias, he's a linebacker. You know, just the way he was finishing the season, he's primed to have, and he was a freshman last year, he's primed to have a really good sophomore year. So we've got some guys out there that we're looking forward to seeing.
Greg would like to know, he says, Coach, I'm curious how many assistant coaches you were allowed to have and what positions do they focus on?
Yeah, well, you got Coach Greenwald, who coaches the D-line. You got Coach Wood, who coaches the linebackers. Right now, I'm working primarily with the defensive backs. I'm looking, actually, to bring on another guy to kind of help me with the DBs offensively. You got You got Coach Shelby with the quarterbacks. You have Coach Rohr with the receivers. You got Coach Bain with the running backs, and you got Coach Seeley with the tight ends, and you got Coach Harris with the O-line. So yeah, so it's right about nine coaches.
No, I would gather there's a limit that you have in paid coaches that you can have, but are you allowed to have as many assistants as you want, or
that's a good question. There's not a limit, but at this point, there's not a limit. I know at one point Division I was talking about capping it, but for us, you know, if we have somebody that wants to volunteer their time and they're a good person and they know what they're talking about, yeah, we can. And we've had that before. We've had some bigger staffs in the past before.
Excellent. David would like to know, have you been watching all the trades in the NFL over the last few days, and what are your thoughts on them if you've been watching?
Haven't been able to keep up too much. I feel like I keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. I don't know if that went through yet, but you know, I guess I'll catch up with it when it's all said and done, when the dust settles, but I have not.
Chandler would also like to know, did you think the Bears trading away the number one pick overall was a smart move?
I did hear that. Again, and everybody's heard me say on the show, man, the NFL is a not for long business. So if they feel like the number one pick can be more valuable, giving it away, trust me, man, they just don't do things at that level. I mean, everything is calculated, thought out. They're thinking about the Bears, how it affects them. So yeah, I did see that, and they did it for a reason. So
I like Fields too. I think he can be a pretty good quarterback. So
exactly.
Andre says, Coach, I have to tell you, I'm a little worried about how well Milwaukee is playing. Do you think the 76ers have enough juice in the tank to go all the way?
I do, and here's the thing, Dre. Philly fans have had a rough year. You know, you had the Eagles, you had the Major League Soccer team not win it, you had the Phillies not win it. So I mean, we need the Sixers to rally for the city. So Milwaukee's good, but you know, and I know, man, when you get into a series, I mean, that's a battle. So we have to battle it out. If we do face the Bucks, if we can take care of our number one opponent, number two opponent, I would imagine we'd see them a little bit later in the playoffs. But we got to get there first, right? So got to take care of whoever we're going to get seated with first, and then we'll go from there.
He'd also like to know, he says, it sounded like you went to go see the team played when they came to Minneapolis last weekend. How'd you like what you saw?
You know what, man? Those guys, they play tough, man. And I don't know. There's a lot of criticism with Doc Rivers, and I'm a Doc Rivers fan. I remember watching him when he was a player. So to have him, to see how the team has responded, it was good. It was a good atmosphere down with the, I guess they call it the Wolves Den, the Timberwolves play. It was good. It was good to see him get a win, though. The Sixers were, it was exciting.
Our buddy Tyler returns this week as well, and would like to know, do you see William Byron winning his third straight race this weekend in Atlanta?
Ooh, I'll tell you what, man, he looked tough yesterday. Him and Kyle Larson, those Chevys are tough. I think we talked about it last week. The Chevys are, they're running some kind of package right now that is pretty tough. So we'll see. I mean, it's tough to go back-to-back, but he has a, you know, they keep putting him in good cars, man. So it'll be exciting. Atlanta will be a fun race to watch.
Elaine would like to know, she says, Coach, what are things around the Twin Cities that you enjoy doing?
Well, definitely, like, you know, again, last year got hit with a little bit of the golf bug. So, you know, getting out golfing on a Tuesday night, Friday morning is fun. So many cool restaurants. You know, I really enjoy the Nook over in St. Paul. Blue Door over, I guess it's more so Minneapolis type area. The Bulldog downtown St. Paul, like all good spots to get a burger, some wings, some great spots. I mean, Baltimore is a great spot to go have brunch. So just a lot of good eating spots, and we talk a lot about that with our recruits from out of town, man. Like, you're not going to be for a shortage of food out here, man. So
great, Coach made me all hungry now. So all right, Frank would like to know, did you have any thoughts on who should have won Oscar awards or what movies you thought should win?
Ooh, no, I don't. You know what? I'm not the type to kind of get up and go to the movies and just watch a movie. So I don't, you know, gosh, I don't even know. I'm not sure. Creed probably's not up. The Top Gun win, I don't even know. And I like the Top Gun movie. I'm not sure who won. I probably should do a better job of paying attention to that. So I did not put a lot of, a lot of stakes into the Oscars.
Joe says, Coach, I hate daylight savings time. Give me one reason to like it.
I mean, it's always good to, you know, get, you know, the days get longer, you know, so that tells me that, you know, we're knocking on spring's door, man. So I enjoy it. I like when it, I think it was fall, spring forward, fall back. You know, I don't like falling back. I like springing forward. So maybe it's just my personality.
Chuck would like to know, he says, Coach, if you and your spouse or significant other were having a difference of opinion about where to spend your vacation, what advice would you give to a couple on how to resolve that?
whoever's gonna pay for it, they should be able to say where they're going. So there you go.
Tracy would like to know, what do you think is extremely important to do if you are going to accomplish your goals?
Oof. Well, that's a good question. You can't get distracted, right? You got to stay singly focused on whatever the goal is, you know. And there's so many distractions these days with these phones and the internet, social media. You know, keep your goals in front. I think it's super important to keep your goals in front of you too, even if that means writing it down wherever your place of business or what. Maybe look at it before you go to sleep at night. Like, keep your goals in front of you and stay singly focused on them. That's a good question.
And what are Coach Taylor's words of wisdom for this week?
I saw this one this morning. I thought it was pretty cool. If you want to wake up happy, go to sleep grateful. There you go.
Oh, I like that. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right, thanks for listening.